Parshat Terumah deals with the fundamental mitzvah of building a sanctuary, which would be a dwelling place, as it were, for the Shekhinah. That is, it would be a central place of a divine presence to radiate and inspire godliness to the whole world. God, divinity, is something altogether spiritual. Nonetheless, the mikdash, the sanctuary, must be a physical structure, built precisely according to the specifications of the Torah. All kinds of materials were needed for its building: gold, silver, copper, various kinds of skins, special wood, and so forth. These materials were to be donated by the people. Certain contributions were equally obligatory for everyone, so that everyone would have basically an equal share in the sanctuary. Other contributions were voluntary, each one offering freely according to the generosity of his heart. The parsha thus begins: "Speak unto the children of Israel, Vayikhu li, that they take for me a terumah, a heave offering. Take my offering from everyone whose heart impels him to give." Now the Hebrew word li, for me, seems superfluous. It would have been enough to simply say Vayikhu terumah, that they take an offering. What then does the addition of this word signify? Our sages suggest a number of meanings. The great commentator Rashi cites the interpretation that li, for me, means lishmi, for my sake. This means that when making a contribution, people should have in mind that they do so as a mitzvah, for the sake of heaven, and not for personal motives, whatever these may be. In other words, while this mitzvah, like every other one, offers great benefits to those who observe it, it should be done not for or because of what we get out of it, but for the glory of God. This is a general principle for the whole of Torah, for all mitzvahs, for all good deeds. They must be done lishmo, out of appreciation of their inherent goodness, for their own sake, for the sake of the glory of God, and not because of any ulterior motives of our own. To contribute to tzedakah, to charitable purposes, li, lishmi, strictly for the sake of the mitzvah, without consideration of tax deductions, self-glorification, or self-gratification, is not always simple or easy. To part with possessions which we could use for our own benefits, to make our life more comfortable, more luxurious, or to simply indulge in personal pleasures, may sometimes cause a quite strong struggle within us. The Torah, therefore, also advises us here how to overcome this inner battle. For the word li can be interpreted another way as well. Li, to me, implies also that which is to me. In other words, that which belongs to me. Our initial verse thus reads: "Speak unto the children of Israel, that they take an offering, li, from me," that is, from that which belongs to me. When we acquire worldly possessions, we very often do not realize the truth and reality of what is happening. We tend to think that it's strictly our own ability, our own effort, that acquires for us our wealth. Thus we regard it all as our own, our very own private possession, completely ours to do with as we please. We forget that our life, our very existence, our health, our energy, everything that we are and have, come from the Almighty, from the Creator of the universe and everything in it. Whatever we acquire, therefore, is ultimately God's, not ours. Our parsha thus states: God speaks to Israel and says, offer a generous contribution and build the sanctuary. Do not think or say that you are giving anything of your own, for everything is mine. Does Vayikru li take and give from that which is mine? It is the very same principle stated in Pirkei Avot. Give to him, that is to God, of that which is his, for you and whatever is yours are his. And so it is said by David, for all things are from you, and from your own we have given you. This basic attitude of recognizing our dependence on God, on the one hand, prevents human arrogance and presumptuousness, and on the other hand, assures that we live up to our obligations towards God and our fellow men. It makes us recognize the inherent value of goodness for its own sake, and to act accordingly.